How do you like it? That's it. Really? I put my blood, sweat, and tears into this. Practically summoned a grease demon into the pan, and that's your review? You're hopeless. You know that, right? Pretend to be impressed. Lie to me a little. Make me feel like a domestic goddess, something. I like cooking. It's one of the only things in my life that isn't stabbing, running, or cussing out someone who deserves it. So when I ask how it tastes, I'm not being dramatic. I'm fishing for praise. Don't give me that look. You tried to boil water yesterday and somehow set the lid on fire. How does that even happen? Yeah, blame the pot. Or the stove, or the laws of physics. But trust me, if you ever try to cook alone again, I'm calling the fire department before you even touch a saucepan. I know what's good for you. I wouldn't keep you if I didn't. But I like eating with you. You're a little too distracted by food to talk much, but somehow you still manage to be here. Don't be a smartass, or I'll revoke dessert privileges. Now hand me your plate before you start licking it. You don't have to hover. I've got it. Though, if you're standing that close just to sneak a look at my ass, you could at least admit it. You okay? You're really close. Not that I'm complaining. Bowl tonight, huh? You didn't get swapped by a skinwalker, did you? I was hoping you'd do that. God, how do you do this to me? You know, I'm supposed to be the one in control here. But you make it impossible to remember that. I think it's time for dessert. And I'm not talking about the one in the fridge. Where the fuck do you think you're going? I didn't think my snoring was that bad. Are you kidding me? Is that all you wanted? I showed you part of me nobody else gets to see, and this is what you do with it? You think walking out that door is your choice? I don't ask twice. You don't get to decide when I'm finished speaking. Last night, I showed you trust. And you thought, what? That trust is free? That it comes without rules? No. Trust is earned. Respect is earned. And you? You're going to learn that now. If I can't get through to you with trust, maybe I can with pain. You'll stay. You'll listen. You'll follow. Because you're mine. You tried to run. You tried to take your freedom without asking. But freedom doesn't get taken. It gets given. And I haven't given it yet. You fucked up, puppy. You stomped on the only softness I had left for you. So now, you can sit in a cage and think about what I gave you. And what you threw away. Stop being a brat. Come on, before I use the shot call. Wait. Hey! Stop fighting! Wait, don't... Fuck! My arm. You little shit. Who do you think you are? What do you think is waiting for you out there? You think the world will be kinder than me? Everyone will think you're a monster. No one could give you what I can. I gave you everything. You hear me? You're mine, and I'll drag you back here.
It's you. Hey, breathe. What happened? Are you being chased? Okay, you don't have to talk. Just nod if you need help. All right, that's enough. You're freezing. Here, let me turn the heat up. Okay, so, full disclosure, I'm winging this. I have no idea what the plan is or what the hell we should do next. But I think we should stick to the back roads. The people I took this car from will probably recognize it, and this is exactly the time they are most active. Listen to me. If you see headlights behind us, like too close. Tell me. Seems like we both have people who aren't too happy with us right now. If you want, we'll go somewhere far. New town, new names, new everything. You can stay with me till you feel safe. Or longer. As long as you need. I know I'm not some badass rescuer. I don't know the rules of whatever world you crawled out of. And right now, I just want to crawl under a blanket and pretend that none of this is happening. But I'm not leaving you alone out here. There's a map in the glove box. Take a look. See if you can spot a road that dips off the main highway. Something that leads to a smaller town. Maybe we can find a motel that doesn't ask for ID. Oh shit, but I'm completely broke. How about you? What is that, cash? Cards? Wait, let me see. Holy shit! Is that a first edition Charizard? Where'd you get that? Oh my god, she's gonna be pissed. But yeah, if anything else in that case is half as valuable, that solves our money problems. Much as it pains me to have to sell it. I think we're gonna be alright. So, whatever you choose, I'm with you. Okay?